Welcome to the Craig T. Owens audio blog, with Craig's blog posts in audio format to go. Craig's new book, When Sheep Bite, is available now at craigtowens.com.
Proper correction. To the Church of the Thessalonians, 2 Thessalonians chapter 1, verse 1. This short letter from the Apostle Paul to the church in Thessalonica is a masterpiece of how to correctly correct fellow Christian brothers and sisters. The entire letter follows this pattern: three C's surrounded by prayer. 1. Compliment. 2. Prayer. 3. Clarify. 4. Prayer. 5. Correct. And 6. Prayer. And then repeat if necessary. 1. Compliment and encourage. We are bound to thank God always for you, because your faith grows exceedingly. Chapter 1, verse 3. Paul complimented their love for each other, their patience and endurance in persecution, and their future glorification. He encouraged them that Jesus is coming, and he will deal with their persecutors and take the righteous into glory with him. See chapter 1, verses 3 through 10. 2. Prayer. And then he prays for them to be equipped to endure to the end and finish well, in chapter 1, verses 11 and 12. 3. Clarify misunderstandings. Let no one deceive you by any means, chapter 2, verse 3. Paul reminds them of what he taught them about the end times and the second coming of Christ, clarifying that watchful Christians will by no means miss out on the signs. See chapter 2, verses 1 through 12. 4. Prayer. Paul again praises their acceptance of the gospel and launches into another prayer for them to finish well, in chapter 2, verse 13 through chapter 3, verse 5. 5. Correct errors of understanding. But we commend you, chapter 3, verse 6. There were those who were departing from the faith, growing slack in their work ethic, being disorderly, and meddling as busybodies. Paul said, "We command and exhort through our Lord Jesus Christ that you knock it off." He even told the church to not keep company with such people, chapter 3, verses 6 through 15. 6. Prayer. Finally, Paul closes with a prayer for God's peace to be with his brothers and sisters in chapter 3, verses 16 through 18. I have a downloadable PDF file on the website if you would like to check that out. This is such a masterful plan for all of us in church ministry to follow. If you are in a leadership role, I hope your ongoing prayer would be the same as mine. Holy Spirit, in all my interactions with my fellow saints, remind me of this godly, practical plan for confrontation, and help me to live it out for God's glory. In Jesus' name, amen.
Craig's new book, When Sheep Bite, is available now at craigtowens.com, which is also where you can get in touch with Craig, read more posts, and access the huge library of resources he's gathered.